Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a detour. We're diving into this fascinating 1996 McKinsey case study on Citibank's retail franchise in Asia. Globalization, baby.
1996, dial-up internet days. Okay, so what made Citibank such a globalization powerhouse back then?
Well, jumping in early, even without a super clear global plan, was huge. They built a solid foundation by snatching up opportunities, especially in emerging markets, like grabbing low-hanging fruit, building those crucial local relationships before anyone else.
But wasn't that a risky strategy, going in blind, so to speak?
Totally, but that early bird advantage really paid off. They learned by doing, you know, eventually layered that strategic framework on top, then, boom, coherent global business. Plus, sticking it out even when times got tough, like the Latin American hyperinflation in the 80s, showed commitment and built trust.
Ah, weathering the storm. So apart from being early, what else was key?
Vision, my friend. Citibank eventually developed a powerful global vision. It was about becoming the top dog in personal financial services in Asia's emerging markets. Seamless service, killer brand, the whole nine yards. And John Reed, the chairman back then? He wanted Citibank to be like McDonald's of finance, ubiquitous.
A global McCity. Okay, I get the vision, but how did they put it into action?
Think three pillars: strategy, culture, and people. They built a globally standardized system, made expansion faster and more efficient. Their entrepreneurial, risk-taking culture was fostered by previous global wins, creating this amazing feedback loop. Remember, they opened branches strategically, like fewer branches in places like Indonesia with great use of technology, right?
So they weren't just throwing money at the problem, but actually being smart about resource allocation.
Exactly, and they really invested in their people. International recruitment, global rotations, career paths that valued global experience, plus a firm-wide database to track skills. Genius. It's like, who's the expert in, say, Malaysian regulatory hurdles? Boom, found them.
Smart move. But standardizing globally can sometimes erase local nuances. How did they handle that?
Great question. They actually used tech to tailor services. Think ATMs in Japan in the 90s. Citi was a pioneer, offering 24/7 ATM and phone banking when the Japanese market was still heavily branch-based and expensive. They even cleverly leveraged existing ATM networks, saving capital while expanding reach.
I see, interesting. So they were essentially changing the game using technology?
Precisely. They didn't just adapt, they shaped the market. And that NRI deposit strategy in India, pure brilliance. Tapping into the massive wealth of non-resident Indians, they offered better returns and catered to their cultural connection to India. It was a win-win.
So by understanding the specific needs of a niche market, they created a lucrative opportunity.
Got it. You're catching on. It wasn't just about globalizing, it was about localizing the global. This case study is a real testament to the power of early action, a strong global vision, and smart execution.
Absolutely. A great story of how a company can effectively navigate the complexities of global expansion.
And that's a wrap for today's surprising, but hopefully fascinating detour. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.